as head coach at Ferris State. His Bulldogs are coming off a third-place finish last season and also the fourth trip in team history to Joe Louis Arena for the CCHA championship. And, Bob, we'd like to start with some discussion of your returning defensemen and goalies, as both areas, defense and goaltending, really figure to be strengths of your team this season, don't they?
Well, you know, Fred, as you look at it, that, you know, that's what pops out at you, is the fact that return seven or eight defensemen from last season. Obviously, that group's going to be headlined by Zach Redmond. And then also in net, we return two goaltenders that, for the most part, split the games last year, and Pat Nagel and Taylor Nelson. At the end of the season, Pat obviously took over the reins, but they're going to open it up this year to start the season with a healthy competition between the two again, and it's a wide-open position. But if you look at the preseason CCHA team selections, you see Zach Redmond as a first-team selection, and you see Pat Nagel as a second team. So, you know, we feel like the defense and goaltending that we have returning, those two positions right there are top four positions within the league. In other words, if you look at our goaltending, we think that's a top four spot for our team. Our defense as a whole would be a top four spot as well.
Well, I'm not sure how many coaches in the league are in the same boat you are, wondering perhaps where the goals are going to come from. Who are the likely candidates, Bob, to replace the offense supplied by graduated players Blair Riley, Cody Chupp, Casey Haynes, Aaron Lewicki? It's quite a list.
It is quite a list, and that, you know, is going to be the question. But I can start by answering this by returning to a year ago at this exact same time. People were wondering where the goals were going to come from, myself included. I had felt Blair Riley was had a good chance for a breakout year, although he's only coming as a junior, only scored one conference goal. So, I mean, there was a lot of question marks. Casey Haynes was a career third-line center for us. Aaron Lewicki had always been a bit of a goal scorer, but there was a lot of question marks. I think as we look at this year, we have the same thing, but we have the same possibilities of some other players to emerge. Mike Gembach's been a proven scorer to a certain level his first or his last two seasons with us. Dustin Mankey, those players will both be seniors along with Todd Pocock, and I think all three of those players are big, they're strong, and I think they can step up and score and show up on a consistent basis on the score sheet. We also have two freshmen who last year I thought really played well, and with increased ice time on the power play units, you're going to see their numbers grow, and that's Matt Kurzinger and Travis Ouellette. And I also look at two of our juniors this year, Derek Graham and Jordy Johnson. Both those players were highly thought of when they came to the door. It's taken a while for them, one, to develop, and two, now, again, they're going to be given some opportunities with some ice time. So I think what you're going to see is some players who may be secondary names, if you will, on our team at the forward position become primary names and take the place of the Rileys, the Haynes's, and the Chupps.
Part of the success from last season derived from your penalty kill. Ferris led all of college hockey in penalty killing efficiency. What are the ingredients that go into a superb special teams play?
Well, I mean, it's probably everyone's heard this, but it's the reality. Penalty killing starts with your goaltending, and obviously, you know, with two goaltenders that had very good years last year, our penalty killing really relied heavily on our goaltending. But I do feel that we've got strong defensemen. So between our defense and our goaltending, I think that allows for a good penalty kill. I can say, though, that one of the areas of disappointment for us a year ago, and it was primarily in the first half of the season, was the number of penalties we did take. And so, you know, this year we would like to start off where we finished last season. We don't want to start off where we started last season, and that is we want to stay out of the box. And in particular last year, as I look back, I would say in the first 15 games, we had to be leading the country on in hitting from behind and giving up 5-on-3 opportunities. So, one, we want to be able to kill penalties without taking penalties, and two, we want to dramatically reduce the number of checking from behinds. And I think that those, you know, even though our penalty kill was good, we have a lot of room for improvement when it comes to penalization of the team.
Bob, you play Western Michigan just twice this season. Can you talk a bit about your former assistant, Jeff Blashill, and whether your team can teach this old dog some new tricks on November 19th and 20th?
Well, you know, beyond Jeff, too, I look at Bergeron at Bowling Green, Osiki at Ohio State. So I think we've got three good young coaches coming in the league that are going to bring a lot of energy and a lot of excitement to their programs. I know Jeff the best because he did play golf for me for 4 years, as well as worked as an assistant for 4 years. So I had an 8-year relationship with Jeff. He's well grounded in terms of X's and O's. He's an energetic personality, and I think he's going to do a terrific job. Not only this year, I think you'll see his personality stamped on a team, which is aggressive and very knowledgeable. But I also think you'll see over the years him doing a great job of developing and building a program at Western Michigan.
Bob, question from Danny Martin, Fairbanks Daily News Miner. Describe the luxury of having two experienced goaltenders in Pat Nagel and Taylor Nelson.
Well, the thing I appreciate the most with our situation that we have is that every day in practice, there's a healthy competition between the two of them. In past years, at times when we've had a clear-cut number one, in its human nature, maybe to take a little bit of time off on Monday, Tuesday, and try to start getting yourself geared up for the games come Wednesday. These goaltenders know that they're constantly in battle with one another. We will start by splitting, but I'm not married to that idea. Along the way, we're going to look, if one guy's got the hot hand like Pat did at the end of last year, we're going to go to that goaltender. And they realize that that's the situation, and I think it leads to a healthy competition. And in college hockey, it's a developmental situation where we get a lot of practice time. But you also, sometimes you're restricted a little bit in the number of games you can play. And for a goaltender to have to compete every day in practice, not only that, but obviously in the games, I think you're going to make both your goaltenders better goalies.
You may have touched upon this earlier, a follow-up. Where does Zach Redmond deserve, in your mind, to be ranked, rated among the best in college hockey this season?
Well, I think he's an All-American candidate. He's a first-team All-American candidate in my mind. Not only his ability to defend, but obviously the one thing that stands out is his ability to create offense. And he's probably one of the best, if not the best, skating defensemen in the CCHA. Probably would rank nationally up at the very top as well. Really thrilled that he elected to hold off signing with Atlanta in return for his senior year at Ferris. Obviously, or I don't know how many people know, but he had an option, like many kids do, and he could have left after his junior year, but he's elected to stay and lead our team this year. He's going to be our captain of the team, I'm very appreciative of his desire to stay with us, and he will be the backbone of our team. And I think, as long as he remains injury free, he'll stand out at the end of the year as an award winner of not only in the CCHA but nationally as well.